just realized I haven't done the hokey pokey for years. You get a little older and you just forget what it's all about.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I love it when someone tells me a joke, like this one. In a Catholic school cafeteria, a nun placed a note in front of a pile of apples. Only take one. God is watching. Further down the line was a pile of cookies. A little boy placed a note in front of the cookies. Take all the cookies you want. God is watching the apples. Well, sometimes we laugh at a joke, but find out later, it wasn't a joke at all. One stormy night, an elderly man and his wife entered the lobby of a small hotel in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. All the hotels in town are filled, the man said, frustrated. Could you please give us a room here? The clerk apologized. There were 3 conventions in town, he said, and no vacant rooms. Still, I can't send a nice couple like you out into the rain. Would you be willing to sleep in my room? No, the man replied. We can't put you out of your own room. But the clerk insisted. Next morning, as the old gentleman paid his bill, he told the clerk, "You're the kind of person who should be the boss of the best hotel in the country. Maybe someday I'll build one for you." The 3 of them had a good laugh over the joke. 2 years passed. The clerk had forgotten the incident. One day, a letter arrived from the elderly man recalling the night of the storm. Enclosed was a round-trip ticket to New York City. When the clerk arrived in the city that never sleeps, he was taken by the elderly man to the corner of 5th Avenue and 34th Street. There, he pointed to a great new building like a fairy tale castle thrusting up into the sky. "That," said the old man, "is the hotel I have just built for you to manage." "Is this some cruel prank?" the young man wondered. "You must be joking," he said. "No," said the older man with a smile, "I most assuredly am not." The young man just stood there, gazing up at a palace of reddish stone with turrets and watchtowers. "Who are you?" he asked. "My name is William Waldorf Astor," answered the old man with a twinkle. "We are naming the hotel the Waldorf Hotel. You are to be its first manager." The young man's name was George C. Bolt. Under his skillful mediation between feuding millionaire cousins, the Waldorf and Astoria hotels became the famed Waldorf Astoria, and George became known as the genius of Waldorf. Of course, Mr. Bolt's kindness was given without thought of reward, but it gave birth to a friendship with one of the wealthiest men in history. One of the fruits that the Spirit of God produces in us is kindness. Proverbs 3:3 says, "Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man." Hebrews 13:2 says, "Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it." Last weekend, my wife and I were in St. John's, Newfoundland, the furthest spot east on the continent of North America. While walking along, we were interrupted by an old lady. "Do you have some change?" she asked. I said no, and hurried on. My wife, who practices what I preach, tugged on my coat sleeve and said, "I do." So we took a handful of coins back to the lady and said, "These are for you. Jesus loves you very much." "Ah," she said in an accent we could barely understand, "thank you, me darlings." We don't know what angels we attend when we simply reach out with kindness. The great philosopher Yogi Berra once said, "You can see a lot by just watching." Today, let's be on the lookout for someone we can bless with a few words, a kind act, an arm around the shoulder, and a listening ear. The rewards just might be out of this world.
We're excited to announce Phil has a brand new book called Laugh Like a Kid Again. In it, Phil draws from personal experience with inspiring and heartwarming stories that deliver real and lasting hope. Learn to laugh again with Phil's help of humor-packed life lessons. To purchase Laugh Like a Kid Again, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.